T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Our top local story, we are seeing a big increase in COVID cases here in L.A. County and in hospitalizations as well. Now the death rate is climbing too.
The initial thinking was Omicron may cause fewer cases of severe illness and fewer deaths, but in the past week or so, we've seen hospitalizations and COVID deaths jump sharply. LA County saw an average of 40 coronavirus deaths per day over the past week. That's the highest number in 10 months. Over at UCLA, epidemiologist Dr. Ann Ramoyne says you want to do all you can to avoid catching Omicron and not just resign yourself to the idea that you'll get infected regardless.
We want to drive rates of transmission down here in Los Angeles. It's better for everyone.
She also tells KNX that we really don't know the true rate or the true number of COVID cases because so many people are using the rapid test kits and testing at home. And when they test positive, those results are not being reported. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Have you been exposed to someone with coronavirus or feeling COVID symptoms yourself, but unable to find a rapid at-home test to confirm whether or not you're actually positive? Well, join the club. The lack of available at-home testing kits is causing all kinds of confusion about when to isolate and when to carry on with your daily life. Dr. Atul Grover at the Association of American Medical Colleges tells KNX there's a ton of uncertainty out there right now.
In an ideal world where we could all stay home for 10 days and we all were able to get tested right when we got infected, then we'd stay home for that 10 days. We'd probably take another test to make sure we were negative and asymptomatic, and then we'd go out and feel pretty comfortable that we're not risking our fellow citizens' health and well-being. The challenge is that after about 5 days of an active infection, about 30% of people are probably still going to be at least a little infectious.
The United States is processing a little under 2 million lab-based COVID tests a day over the last week, about one in five tests coming back positive. LAPD patrol officers from Pacific Palisades who were recently exposed to COVID are being offered rapid testing today. Steve Farzam of the firm 911 COVID Testing tells KNX they'll be able to get the results within about a half hour.
Our mobile laboratories will set up a command in Malibu at the request of an agency who's asked us to test their officers in the field with real-time information, as opposed to waiting your traditional 2 to 4 days for a PCR result.
Now, these 15 mobile labs are set up on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, can handle up to 500 officers. UCLA has had vending machines with COVID-19 tests since October, but they're starting to pop up on college campuses throughout the United States. The University of Utah says they've installed 9 of these vending machines throughout its campus for asymptomatic students, faculty, and staff. The test kits just require spitting into a tube, then sealing that tube. Those samples can be dropped off. Results come back in about 24 hours. Demand for COVID tests remain high as cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are still on the rise. But Dr. Nancy Jin of Kaiser Permanente tells CBS 2 things could start to turn around soon.
While the numbers are very sobering, we're continuing to see increases. There are glimmers of hope that we may be nearing a peak soon.
The doctor believes the recent surge is tied to family gatherings over the holiday season combined with the very highly transmissible Omicron variant of COVID-19. California set aside a little more than $5 billion for a rental relief fund to help cover unpaid rent as a result of the pandemic. But the San Jose Mercury News is reporting the program is running out of money as aid requests from renters and landlords are close to $7 billion. This comes as protections for renters are set to expire at the end of March. Starting in April, landlords will again be allowed to evict tenants for not paying their rent. Police are looking for a suspect after a man was shot and killed at a bar in Long Beach last night. This happened a little after 10 p.m. It happened at the Crow's Nest Bar on Willow Street. Authorities say the victim, who worked at the bar, got into some kind of an argument with a customer. That argument escalated when the suspect shot at the victim multiple times. Kylie Jenner is getting a permanent restraining order against an obsessed fan. TMZ is reporting the man has been showing up at her home in the Holby Hills for the past year now. He was arrested last month after violating a temporary restraining order by buzzing the gate. A diver is found dead near an oil platform off the coast of Huntington Beach. Crews spent hours searching the area after the man was reported missing. This was yesterday morning. His body was eventually found about 5 miles offshore. The Coast Guard says the man was a commercial diver. Three people have died after a car went off the 210 freeway in Pasadena. Witnesses say they thought the SUV flew off the freeway around 8:30 last night. Two of the victims died at the scene. Third died at a local hospital. The CHP says no other cars were involved.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at KNXnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.